Hello, and welcome to the Oxfam podcast, the show where we share the latest learning from Oxfam and our partners for the NGO sector. I'm Amy Moran, and I'm in Oxfam's policy and practice team. So this week sees World Water Week in Stockholm, one of the largest global water conferences and a key date on the calendar. We're really encouraged to see that the focus will be on including all, which will highlight the challenges of meeting SDG 6 and reaching that last mile. We know that without approaches to inclusion, such as appropriate investment, accountability, and representation of the most marginalized, current management of water and sanitation services are doomed to fail. Providing accessible, safe, sustainable water and sanitation services to everyone on the planet is one of the most critical development challenges we're facing. So this show is going to focus on an example from Kenya and the work that Oxfam and Diaspora AI are doing in the informal settlements of Nairobi. So we spoke to Aringe, a water sanitation and hygiene strategist from Oxfam in Kenya. She's going to describe how the project came about using smart sensors and tanks, and how this can work in a range of settings and advance greater interaction between systems, technology, and accountability, even in the most challenging of contexts. It shows how smart technology works to ensure a more consistent and continuous supply of water is provided, and provides the evidence to hold services providers to account. Here's Irene.
Our engagement with Diaspora AI, artificial intelligence, started last year when Oxfam Kenya had this innovative idea about a water hackathon that would bring on board students from different universities in Kenya to come up with innovative ideas that can respond to water crises in the informal settlements. This was as a result of one of our programs under the Women Economic Empowerment, which is called Wezesha Jamii, which was looking at also ways that they can enable women to reduce burden, especially around some basic needs. So water was one of those basic needs which had been identified. So the Women Empowerment team approached the WASH program to see how we can support them in developing a program, but in an innovative way that would respond to the needs of women in the informal settlements. That is why we approached IBM. So IBM is known for artificial intelligence with a research lab also in one of the universities in Kenya. And of course, they're also known to incubate thinkings and ideas from different students across Africa. They have what they're calling Digital Nation Africa program. It's one of the big programs that incubates ideas and is also a platform for innovation. So for Oxfam, we approached both public and private universities to interest students who could sign up for this water hackathon, and they did. So each group, we had about six groups of students, which had almost between 5 to 8 members. And for each group, we gave them a chance to visit Mathare. Mathare is one of the informal settlements in Kenya, to see what are the challenges they could see and they could identify, and what kind of solutions they would want to come up with to respond to the challenges they saw when they visited Mathare. So we had an array of solutions. So each group was supposed to come up with the problem that they'd identify, the possible solution. And then we had this series of presentations where we had a technical team of mentors, which had Oxfam, the county government of Nairobi from water department, from Department of Water and Natural Resources, and also somebody to sit in from Nairobi Water Company, who is the main service provider, including in Mathare as the water service provider. Water department identified some of the promising students, and now they're attached now to the department in terms of opportunity for internship, as we had agreed. So for the winning team, they came up with a model which was looking at having water sensors put in water tanks to monitor the flow, so that when the water kiosks in the informal settlements, now that is the distribution network, when they fall or when they run low, they are able to alert the water company so that the water company is able to refill those tanks. So in essence, they are looking at ways to ensure that when the tanks are always filled, then of course women who collect water from those points are able to access water not far from their dwelling places and also not at exorbitant prices, because the challenge the women were going through was that when their tanks ran dry where they collect water from the water kiosk, they would have to walk for quite a distance looking for water in other kiosks, which is maybe far from their localities, or they would have to pay extra for water vendors who would be getting this water from somewhere else. That is why the idea for what you're calling SMAGI, which Diaspora AI had apparently also been working with one of the lead students who was part of this hackathon on. So that is how SMAGI and us crossed paths. So when we incubated this idea with the students, of course, Diaspora AI was in the background, also helping them to, you know, make the innovation, to just tweak it, make it better, and also to ensure that it responds to the needs on the ground. So SMAGI, in essence, would allow anyone with a tank to monitor or track usage and get notified before water runs out. So they have this dashboard system that would also basically show the performance of the different kiosks and to see what kind of alerts have been going out. So it would monitor the daily water supply and consumption, also the wall, the low water level alerts. And of course, you're looking at ensuring that whatever feedback we get from the system is able to be acted upon by the Nairobi County Water, Nairobi Water Company, which is the service provider. So what we've done so far, when this innovation sailed through, we decided to pilot it in Mathare to see how it performs and how, of course, it interfaces with issues around performance to ensure that water is available for people in the informal settlements, but especially women do not suffer in the cost of water collection in informal settlements where they are also exposed to other risks, including sexual harassment, particularly when they're accessing them, when they're trying to access water. So the pilot in Mathare looked at six kiosks where we had the installation. The SMAGI is just a device kit which is installed in the tank. So what we'd intended for this was to have Nairobi Water Company, seeing that basically this is going to increase their efficiency in terms of performance and response in water management in the informal settlements, but also to be more accountable to the count of refill trips they make, because most of the times those water service providers, the drivers, would say that they'd filled a certain kiosk, but when you follow up, you'd realize that that kiosk had not even seen that driver for like days. So it would also introduce a sense of accountability also with the assets that the company has and also with their network of water supply that they have. Then besides that, we also were envisaging that you're going to have impact at the level of the local community, especially with women getting more benefits by ensuring that there's always continued supply of water. So where we are, we've installed the devices, we've started tracking the data. The interesting bit about what we are doing currently is that what we have is actually being used in the context of informal settlement and not just in private space. The other stone, the other bird that we are looking at, the Kenya water sector has been going through reforms. And of course, one of the areas of concern has been how to ensure that proper areas like informal settlements would get services in efficient ways, in reliable ways, but also cost effective. So one of the challenges the water service providers have been having in the informal settlements have been around vandalism, but also from the point of the informal settlement residents, they've been saying that they've been having non-responsive services from the main water service provider like Nairobi Water. So we looked at this like there's a communication issue, but also there's a performance issue here from Nairobi Water Company. So how do we ensure that Nairobi Water Company's capacity is also boosted, you know, like what you're talking about, strengthening capacities of service providers to be more responsive, but also to provide efficient services. So Water Services Regulatory Board has what they're calling key performance indicators. One of the key performance indicators includes what you're calling downtime of systems. So downtime for informal settlements has been quite tricky to measure, because somebody would say, oh, we've been supplying that kiosk, or they would be saying, oh, we don't know why that system is not working there. So we wanted to come up with an evidence-based system that residents in informal settlements could also use to hold accountable the service providers by having real data. So just having that evidence-based information that they can use to hold the county water service company accountable, and even use the same even to lodge complaints with Water Service Regulatory Board, who have a broader system which is called MagiData. So MagiData is an online system that consumers can use to lodge complaints around service delivery. And in most cases, you are required to also indicate, you know, by use of evidence, just so that nobody is reprimanded, yet there is no evidence. So this evidence generation bit is what we figured, that for the kiosk, they'll be having something in the form of data generated from this SMAGI to showcase that, yes, we've not been getting this service, and this is the data that we have showcasing that these people have not been responsive to us, they've not even been refilling these tanks, so our right to access to water is also being violated. So in the context of programs around governance and accountability, this was supposed to feed into that conversation by providing data for evidence, which has always been a challenge, particularly for players who are working in the informal settlement. Then on the other hand, we've been having these conversations around women and water, and of course the challenges revolving the burden that women have, especially looking at the informal settlements in terms of ensuring they get access to that water, but also looking at the economic status, how do they ensure that they get water at affordable prices. So we looked at this from the point of the program I was mentioning, the Wezesha Jamii, to enable systems that can be responsive to the needs of women. So enabling system would mean that the kiosk has water, and by extension, women can be able to access that. And when the kiosk has water, it means that these other cartels that I would say water vendors, who've been hawking water at exorbitant prices, almost double the cost of water at a kiosk, would also have been dealt with. So those are the kind of things you are looking at. But where we had a tank that is functioning and they act on the alerts, because we've also been tracking this, then you find that the women there have actually been giving feedback that at least now they have regular water access. In cases where the tank would have water maybe 3 times a week, now they can see it has increased to 5 times a week, or maybe they're able to get information from the Nairobi Water Company early in advance that that tank will be refilled maybe in 2 days' time. So they're able to plan better, even in terms of their water storage and also consumption. We've realized that local CSOs are also very key, because CSOs have access to platforms that ordinary residents might not have the time to go to. Like when you're talking about budget forums, you find at times the ordinary citizens, because of apathy, they just decide they're not going to go. They feel they won't make a difference, so they'll abstain from such forums. But CSOs, because of their interest, they'll be in such spaces where budgets are being discussed, where service or performance is being discussed. If you're talking about escalating issues with media, it's the local CSOs that you'd find are really at the forefront. They're even able to engage with this kind of media people. So for Scale Up, we are seeing that if we can prove that this works for Nairobi Water Company, then it will start with Nairobi Water Company itself to scale this up in the other informal settlement areas where they're having their water kiosks installed in such places. Then to use Nairobi Water Company as a showcase to have the other water service providers across Kenya who are working in the urban space and also have water kiosks to utilize such a system in terms of improving efficiency in their service provision. So that was supposed to deal with the issue around efficiency in terms of ensuring water access in kiosks as distribution points. For the Tana River, we are looking at improving efficiency also in delivery of water by water tracking water trucks, that is. So in our case, where as Tana River, we did the pilot, want to have evidence around how much is lost, even in terms of water tracking, what kind of investments go there, and try to influence for more resilient systems. For the urban, that device would work in that the counties would be able to track where their trucks are at what time and where they've done their deliveries. So the dynamic for urban and the humanitarian space might be a bit different, but they're going to serve the ultimate purpose of ensuring there's greater accountability when water is being delivered by a truck. That is what we are doing with the Vodafone piece.
Thank you to Irene for making the time to speak to us and giving an insightful example of some of the work we're doing in partnership with Diaspora AI IBM. We'll keep you posted on how this project develops over the next 6 months. If you'd like to know more about Oxfam's work in these areas, head over to our website, Policy in Practice, for the latest blogs, resources, and other podcasts. And remember, you can always subscribe to this podcast on your usual podcast provider. Thank you.